Welcome to the Tim Fowler Show, where production is paramount and we discuss the tools, time, and people associated with getting jobs done and making a profit. On today's episode of the Tim Fowler Show, we will be talking about teaming up with manufacturers with the help of special guest Aaron Winger of LP Building Solutions in Kansas City, Missouri. Alongside Tim Fowler, I'm your co-host Steve Wheeler. Here is the Tim Fowler Show.
Hi, everyone. Tim Fowler here, and welcome to the Tim Fowler Show. So keep the ideas coming. Really appreciate people sending in ideas. Today's show is another example of that kind of thing. So in the process of trying to make some money, hire good help, please the client, basically maintain our sanity in this crazy world of remodeling and building. We need every advantage we can possibly find out there to make it work. So we're all familiar with the need for a good working relationship with trade partners and our retail suppliers. But many of us really don't think about like what's up the food chain from there. In other words, who's supplying the retailers, and is there any connection that we have with them? So what does the manufacturer offer for the remodeler on the ground or for the builder on the ground? So this idea was sent to me, and I'll be honest with you, I've told our guest today, of all the topics we've done over the last year, this is the one I know the least about. And so I'm kind of scared a little bit because I can't make the conversation happen very well. And also, I'm excited to learn something. So this will be a great deal of fun. It's foreign territory for me, so I'm really interested in learning. So Steve, let's get started on this thing.
Yeah, let's go. So Aaron Wingert has been a market development manager for Louisiana Pacific for 2.5 years. With his territory covering the northern half of Kansas and the western three-fifths of Missouri, LP is the largest engineered wood building products company in the world, and he represents their flagship product, LP SmartSide Siding, as well as numerous OSB product lines. Prior to working for LP, he spent nearly 16 years as a building codes inspector in the Kansas City area. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thanks, guys. It's great to join you again.
So for listeners that listen in all the time, Aaron was on previously as a building inspector, or talking about his life as a building inspector. Really great podcast. And then we said, well, we got to have you back on. So give us a little bit more, Aaron, about what your current position is. What is it you do? Steve gave us some in the intro, but what is it you do for LP?
I kind of serve as one of the regional faces for the company. Obviously, we're a worldwide company. It's a big company. So within every region, or maybe every state or two, there's going to be a representative of any manufacturer, but obviously LP in this case. So I kind of, like I said, the face of the company, both from a builder, dealer, distributor engagement point or standpoint, down to, you know, hey, we need help with an installation. We have a challenge. We have a problem. We have a warranty thing, things like that. These are all things that I handle, that I help handle.
So do you actually, are you like going to a lumber supplier and saying, you know, handle our product, or if they're handling it, do you actually sell to them? Like, how about buying 10 train loads of siding?
So yeah, LP specifically with SmartSide, we sell into distributors. But I think you'll find that's true across many different manufacturers and different types of products. We could be talking composite decking here. We happen to be talking siding or OSB, but we sell into distributors who then just sell into dealers or into, you know, what a lot of us will call one-steppers, which is, you know, the places that sell siding, roofing, gutters, those type of places. So some sell in, you know, distributors sell into the big box retail environment as well.
Right.
In my role, I deal specifically at the, you know, kind of the pro dealer level, and not in big box. We have people that that do my role within the big box stores as well. So we don't typically sell directly to a builder. That question does come up. Hey, I'm buying a truckload of siding. I get it direct. No, you can't.
No, unfortunately, there's that infamous middleman in there that we all have to deal with. So when do you actually get involved with what I'll call boots on the ground, the remodeler, the builder? Do you ever get involved directly with them? And what kind of a scenario does that paint for you?
Sure, I do every day. Absolutely every day. So builders and remodelers are really the main responsibility of my role as the regional rep. So often that's what we call a dealer-driven market, where the dealers really are an integral part of that manufacturer-product relationship with the builder. We deal quite a bit with dealers as intermediaries and all that, but I find myself on job sites every day, at lunches with builders, remodelers, people like that almost every day. Sometimes it's proactive in that I'm going out trying to, essentially kind of create pull of my product through a distribution channel, through that dealer, essentially selling, if you will, or supporting that product. But sometimes it's reactive. Hey, somebody's called their distributor and they have an installation concern, or, old building inspectors turned something down. Help. We certainly jumped in on those as well. So, we add value for the customer that way, and try and be the guy they can lean on when they need that question answered, or that homeowner that just won't be satisfied with the way they installed something because they saw something online that maybe goes against what's being done in the field, and we can often help settle those.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, I did a siding job before, probably 5 or 6 years ago, and there were other problems that kind of set the client on edge, but I had a problem with the material, and the manufacturer sent somebody out that dealt with some other product in their line, and this person didn't know anything about vinyl siding, and it was a real problem. I lost big time. But so if I were to have a problem with one of your products, would I call you directly, or do I call my dealer and then they would bring you in as their rep?
Yes to both, honestly. Okay. Tim, I think you could do either. I think that speaks to the value of, if you're a remodeler or a builder, you and me having a relationship.
Right.
Because sometimes those dealer sales guys, they're incredibly busy. So oftentimes they are essentially facilitating contact between yourself and myself. And once that relationship's in place, that may or may not be necessary to have them involved. It depends on the individual. Some dealer sales guys want to be very involved, and I respect that. And I think most manufacturers reps will respect that. But if you as a builder have that problem or question or need, I want you to be able to call me on the phone I can give you the most direct answer that you can give. So
cool. So what do you think the number one benefit is for a remodeler or a builder? And I'll call it getting cozy with a manufacturer. What is it that we on our end of it get out of getting your phone number and knowing who you are and getting that relationship going?
Sure. Well, I think there's more than one, but
okay.
I would say as a remodeler, a builder, you yourself are a sales. You sit in the living room of your prospective client, whether it's a new home or a bathroom or anything. And you have to sell the products that you're going to hang on the wall or build the wall out of, or, the bathtub or whatever it may be. And the more you understand those products, that makes you more effective at selling that entire package. And I think from the relationship with the manufacturer, when you can drill a little deeper than the product catalog or a pamphlet or maybe what's shown on the website, when you can sit across from that homeowner and say, hey, I've been up to Two Harbors, Minnesota. I've been to the LP Smart Site or one of the LP Smart Site mills, and I've seen it made, and I've been in the QC lab, and I've seen how they do what they do, and this is why I know as much as I know about it, why I believe it. whatever it may be. I've been to Anderson Windows up in Minnesota, and I've seen how they put windows together versus another brand, and I like this brand because XYZ. I think that makes you a far more effective salesperson, right, effectively. And whether you may be wearing nail bags, but you're still a sales guy. You truly are.
Right, right.
If you're smart about it. Yeah.
Right. So that's one. So you said there might be more.
Yeah, there's more. I would say, there's not a contractor out there that doesn't go, hey, do you have a rebate program? Well, yeah, most any manufacturer is going to have some sort of remodeling rewards or rebate program or new homes or whatever right, the skill may be. And more often than not, yeah, you need to have that manufacturer relationship to be able to engage in that. Sometimes your dealer can facilitate these things, but that's where a lot of those type of things come from. Training, installation training, technical support, things that, there's always continuing ed offered by manufacturers, or maybe installation training days, or, maybe the dealer may call it a dock day where you go and you see, their guy that makes, siding or plumbing fittings or whatever, showing the best practices for installation. That makes you sharper in the field. Makes your phone ring less after you leave that job site. Last, I would say leads.
Okay.
A lot of manufacturers are going to have, what you call lead generation or lead gen, which people go to our website, for instance, and they look up siding or they look up OSB or whatever it may be. They look it up and they go, where do I get this? Or where do I get somebody to install it?
Okay.
And a smart manufacturer is going to have an avenue to put contractors that they are engaged with that relationship through maybe some certification program, experience level, type of tier type of programs. LP has what's called the LP Buildsmart program for remodelers, where, that homeowner goes to the website or calls in on the 1-800 line and says, hey, I live in, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and I need to find somebody that's qualified to install this product that has a lot of experience. And
yeah,
pretty soon your phone rings, and hey, we've got the Smith family wants you to give them a call. So there's a lot of value in that in generating contacts and potential sales for a potential project.
Well, that's really cool. So let me go back just a second to the training idea, because we've been talking about training on this podcast probably 6 times over the last year. Now, do you mainly do stuff, like you said, like a dock day, like at a dealer or at a supplier, or do you actually come out to a job site for a company and do something? Is there like a minimum number of people that need to be involved in that, or give us a little bit more about that training side?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's whatever you need or want or whatever fits the situation. Certainly, as a company, we and most manufacturers are going to have their, maybe their regional training day where they set up at the local hotel or convention center or something, fill the room with 60 or 80 or 100 people and show them how to install or best practices or what have you. But that may not work on the Friday afternoon that you're out trying to make a buck.
Right.
At the end of the day, I don't care if you're a huge remodeler, a huge new home builder, chucking a truck with one employee. We will train you to put our product on correctly,
right,
and more efficiently and more cost effectively for you. I go to job sites and meet with framing crews, siding crews all the time. It may be 5 minutes. It may be an hour and a half. Take lunch, take donuts, whatever it may be. And
now you're talking.
Sometimes I, right? the goal is making all of our phones ring less, right? It's doing the best job we can for our customer. It's doing which in turn makes our lives easier at all levels, whether it's manufacturer, dealer, contractor, subcontractor. The better you do in putting in these products, the better end result, and the less of that phone call you'll get that none of us want.
Yeah. So I'm not going to mention the other manufacturer here, but I do remember visiting with a company that was a certified installer of this product. And he told me pretty clearly that they get all the calls in that little town for that siding. And of course, people are seeing it, so they want it. And they're able to charge a price that is worth them just doing siding, which is pretty unusual for a full line remodeler. I mean, if you're not a siding installer only, it's hard to get the money that you need. But these folks have said, because they were referred by that material website. And so that's a cool thing, to be a certified installer for a product and to learn how to do it right.
True. And there's no doubt that the more educated you and your crews can be is a better thing. I always say, it's like anything else, check references. You know, the one man show in a town may not be the best guy.
Right.
You know, he may be the certified guy, but he may not be the best guy. So right. you always want to check. But
yeah.
If a contractor's not taking advantage of those kind of programs, the way I see it, they're leaving money and potential exposure, potential work on the table.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for most guys.
For sure. Before we move on, I want to take a moment to tell our listeners about something that I think is really big. On Thursday, September 26th, we are hosting our third annual production conference in Orlando, Florida. It's the only industry event delivered by fellow production superstars. That means you'll be hearing from people facing the same challenges and experiences that you face every day. Led by yours truly, this year's event features panelists and presenters with long-term experience with production management. As with previous years, this year's event will feature a healthy mix of large group presentations, small interactive breakout sessions, and networking opportunities to speak with the presenters and your fellow peers. And we're expecting over 200 production managers, project managers, and lead carpenters, so the networking opportunities abound. Visit productioncon.com to register. I want to see you there. Now back to the interview. So now, again, I mentioned earlier that this is probably the subject with the least of my knowledge, but I have heard about these thing called co-op dollars that sometimes manufacturers have and that remodelers can take advantage of them from a marketing standpoint. What's your experience with this, or what can you tell us about this part of this thing?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it goes by many names, I'm sure, depending on who we're talking about, what manufacturer we're talking about. But for LP, it's called the Build Smart Program. It's a remodeler engagement program that very much leads directly to, with usage of a product. I mean, it can lead to dollars. It can lead to them being able to leverage our marketing assets on their behalf, so on and so forth. So I'll kind of expand on that. But generally speaking, yes. I mean, if somebody is buying a lot of a manufacturer's product, if you're buying a ton of bathtubs, that bathtub manufacturer will probably recognize that and say, hey, maybe this is somebody that, if they're on an upward trajectory with their business or a really, really solid user and promoter of our products, that's somebody we want to hang out with. We want to invest in. And it's very scalable. I'll always tell a guy that, if you do 2 siding jobs with my product per year and they're, small jobs, I can't throw 10 grand at you, right? I mean, it has to be reasonable and scalable, but at the end of the day, somebody small like that, there are still things that may be able to be leveraged on their behalf. Somebody that's bigger, growing, huge, the sky can really honestly be the limit as far as the amount of manufacturer engagement they can get. Would you like to give you some examples of those type of things?
Just give us a couple of examples of things where it might, pay off in terms of marketing, say, for you to really take advantage of these things.
Sure. Well, I mean, okay, so you as a remodeler can go to your lumber dealer and pick up a leaflet or a pamphlet or a flyer catalog of any number of manufacturers' products, right, whether it be mine or anybody's. But why not get something co-branded with your name, your logo on it, maybe a picture of you standing in our plant looking at it. as part of a co-branded piece of literature. There's apparel, you know, your logo and ours. It shows deeply ingrained partnership. It might be something like website work. You always hear about, you know, Google ads and that kind of thing. Or search engine optimization. A lot of manufacturers have marketing teams that would love to help step in and help you become more relevant in an internet search.
Wow.
Social media is a low hanging fruit for marketing, and we leverage that very heavily when we can help a remodeler promote themselves and get a couple of more jobs with measurable metrics. I have a builder, home builder here in Kansas City that we do this with. That a couple of years now, we've been doing some major social media campaign stuff with them. And it doesn't all say LP on it. Sometimes they're showing off their cabinets or their, you know, other subcontractors that they engage with. But they leverage our size and scale to be able to get a better deal on it, essentially, and obviously have our support, our financial support in it. And I met with that builder for lunch here a few months back, and he took his 2018 social media ads and overlaid it on his computer with his home sales. And where you saw spikes in the ads, you saw spikes in the home sale. And it's truly measurable metrics.
Right.
Where most of us don't think in those terms. I didn't until I came to work here, but it's one of those things. There's considerable value in social media. The investment is not, it's not something you have to be huge to pay for. It's very cost-effective marketing. It's very targeted. We often will tell somebody that, you know, if you're a high-end kitchen remodeler and you're working in Columbia, Missouri, you're right down the street from Mizzou. You got 30,000 college kids in that town on social media all day long, and there's very little to no benefit to them seeing your ads. But you can drill down and dial this thing in to where I want to send ads to married couples jointly making $200,000 a year or more within this zip code. You can dial that in that tight with good marketing people, and to where you're not paying for ads to go through those dorm rooms. You're sending them to nice homes, you know, or places that, you know, where the remodeling needs to happen. On a bigger scale, we've done video. We've done TV, radio, wrapping trailers with logos.
Wow.
With the builder's logos, wrapping their trucks. You know, granted, it's going to say LP Smart Site down in the corner real small, but at the end of the day, that gets them more visibility. More visibility gets them more jobs. More jobs gets me more product out the door, right?
So if a remodeler's listening to this and goes like, wow, would they come to you with some of those ideas and say, hey, can we do this? Are you the level that you would ask that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, your manufacturer's rep, whatever that manufacturer is, you know, if there's a need or an interest or a need, the worst thing I'm going to tell you is, hey man, you know, I can't put a business case together that justifies doing a TV commercial for you, but I may be able to contribute, or I may be able to leverage my buying power on his behalf.
Right.
Because I promise you, I can buy that TV ad or that radio time or, you know, a lot better than a local remodeler or builder can. I guarantee it.
All right.
That doesn't mean I'm paying for it, but that means maybe I can, you know, what might cost you 10 grand might now cost you 5 or 6. And I'm speaking generically, but I mean, that's give us the opportunity to help. And if we can't, we'll say so. But there's such a broad spectrum of co-op dollars. you can do a lot there. So door hangers, signage, things like that are pretty valuable.
That's cool. Aaron, so you mentioned earlier, if you have a disgruntled client where you'll actually go out to the project, I imagine that could be a heated case if it gets to a certain level. Are there best practices for the builder, remodeler? Because when you go out there, I assume you're not the mediator, but you've got to have an unbiased, make sure it's put in correctly and everything, you know, that'll lead to solving the issue. What's the best practice in terms of handling something like that?
Sure. Well, I'm fortunate that usually usually when my phone rings and it's a product issue, it's more often than not, it's not the product, it's installation. But that's not to say any manufacturer is immune from having a bad day at the plant. So I would say, it's basic human nature, be friendly, right? Contact that guy and say, hey, I've got a problem. If you're the remodeler, I would like to meet with you, Mr. Remodeler, about this problem you're having before we inject the furious homeowner into it. And let's, because often the challenge can be, hey, I'm getting water in my window. Well, you don't have flashing on your window. I'd rather tell you that, you didn't flash your trim, man. I'd rather say that to you without your customer sitting there. But so I would always advocate for trying to get a one-on-one with your manufacturer's rep and or your dealer to try and go through those things before you throw your homeowner.
So they can control a walkthrough beforehand with you and say, hey, we're going to look at this. He's going to take a look, and then we'll figure out what needs to be done, I guess.
Yeah, well, at least you know what you may be up against if it's a failure on your part, by all means. That's good to know. If it's a product – if it's an obvious product issue, then yeah, I would, none of us should shy away from that meeting.
No, yeah, sure.
And I've been fortunate that I haven't had really any ugly meetings in my time being a manufacturer's rep, but I got a lot of career ahead of me, but at the end of the day, if you, as a manufacturer, I want to take that on, I work for a manufacturer. I absolutely believe in the products we make, and we don't shy away from a problem. My company has a long history of standing behind what they make, and I think most companies are going to say the same thing.
Yeah,
that they're not going to hide from this kind of thing.
Yeah.
If it's our fault, we take care of it. If it's not, we're going to try and proactively move forward and educate and establish what caused the problem you're having.
Cool.
Well, I definitely have been educated. And this has been fantastic. Any last little nuggets that you can give us about how a remodeler or builder can work best with a manufacturer? There's been so many cool things in here that I never even knew that have been really good. But any last little things?
Yeah, I tell you that a lot of us have some kind of useful data that most guys would never realize that a manufacturer would have, kind of a market data. There's a company called Hanley Wood, for instance, that does Hanley Wood market data, where let's say you are a deck builder, you can call up a manufacturer and say, hey, maybe a decking manufacturer, and say, hey, do you have any kind of heat maps or anything? I like working in this town and this town, but I want to be able to focus my marketing efforts or my door knocking or whatever it may be, my advertising into the best neighborhoods where the most decks are getting replaced, or in my case, where the most siding is getting replaced. And we can give amazing levels of data to a contractor. And I'm saying give amazing levels of data to basically saying this zip code on the west side of this zip code, in this particular subdivision, there's been more siding jobs than there have been on the north half of town. It's amazing. And as a remodeler, you probably would never think to ask for that. So I would always tell you to go have lunch with that rep. Welcome it. And you may walk away from it and go, well, I didn't really take anything away from that, from a dollar standpoint. I got a free lunch out of it. Now I know this guy, and he knows me, and I'm on his radar and vice versa. And I've got a guy I can call. I've got a guy that can serve as a resource for me as I grow. That's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So I was just, every time you say something, I got more questions, but we're going to have to draw this to a close. But I was just sitting here thinking, like, I wouldn't even know what to ask. And the only way I would know what to do is to go to the rep and say, like, I'm trying to improve my business.
Yep.
What can you give me that will help me with that? And it sounds like that's what you guys do.
Time. Get time together. And you don't know what you don't know until you're
exactly
sitting there. Have them meet you at your job site. Just walk one of your jobs and start a conversation. So many people kind of go out, slimy sales rep, man. I want that guy. Sometimes that guy, and some of them are slimy. I get it, but sometimes that guy can bring a lot to the table for you. He really can.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Aaron, for being with us today. Again, I've been educated. I hope other people have the same experience with this podcast.
Aaron, thanks so much.
I appreciate both of you very much.
Great. Take care. So, Tim, I have a lot of thoughts going through my head. And the one thing I did, I know now, is that I truly didn't take advantage of a lot of relationships, I think, that with manufacturers. I had some one or two people that I just by happenstance got to meet, but I wasn't proactive with it. And I think things we learn is that your company becomes this huge network and you build relationships, subs, but bring the manufacturers into, you're working with their product. They want you to succeed. They want you to do well.
Yeah. I think a lot of us are real individualistic and it's our business and we feel like we have to gut it out and, you know, it's a struggle, but we're going to make it, you know, yeah. And there's so many resources out here, and this conversation just illuminated one that, like I said before, I really didn't know. And when he was going through this stuff just about market data and, you know, co-branding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going like, man, what a resource that I'm willing to bet 95% of the remodelers in this country are not taking advantage of.
Yeah.
We might like, yeah, take me to the plant because that's kind of cool, but we're not really taking advantage of the rest of what they have to offer.
Yeah. Well, this was great. And we want to thank Aaron Winger for joining us today. And we want to thank you for listening to another episode of The Tim Fowler Show.
And remember, at The Tim Fowler Show, we're working hard to eliminate "it is what it is" from your vocabulary.
This has been another episode of The Tim Fowler Show. Want to hire Tim and fast track your growth? Visit remodelersadvantage.com/consulting to learn more. And if you'd like more information about Roundtables, our world-class peer advisory program, please send me an email at steve@remodelersadvantage.com. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the show and comment on iTunes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.